Very happy to welcome back to the show Apollo Ohno. Of course, 8 Olympic medals for the United States of America, one of the great short track speed skaters of all time. He's participating in an Ironman right now, part of the Mission Apollo Built with Chocolate Milk campaign. We'll get to that in a minute. But Apollo, the 8 medals, do you have those all 8 arranged in a very nice fashion? What do you do with those?
I don't. I probably will at some point, but you know, for the longest time, until recently, actually, they were just in my sock drawer.
Come on, they really were just sitting there.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common amongst Olympic athletes, especially the ones who are still continuously competing. You know, it's just, I think the memories that we have, you know, from those Olympic experiences and the medals that we receive, I think the real values are in those memories, right, versus the medal. And obviously the medal is, you know, culmination and represents a lot of things. But for me, I always kind of kept those memories within myself and within my family and my friends. So at some point, I will have a really, really nice display case, you know, I'm sure.
Well, you would think after 3 Olympics, then we have Sochi. When you're watching that, did you think, damn it, why aren't I, how come I'm not there right now? Or you think, hey, man, I put in my time?
No. You know, I was very happy with my career,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, I competed for 15 years. You know, when I went to the Olympic Games in Sochi and I became a broadcaster and I was on the other side of the lens, it was an incredible experience for me to kind of look and watch those athletes compete and provide my input. But, you know, I get motivated and I get inspired and I get, you know, sometimes I get pretty amped up when I see athletes competing, and it makes me want to continuously want to, you know, push myself and find something new, which is, you know, part of the reason why I decided to sign up and try this newest challenge, you know, and compete in the most coveted endurance race on the planet in Kona, the Ironman World Championships, and something so completely opposite and 180 from what I was used to. You know, I think the common misconception people say is, Paul Ohno, you know, that should be no problem for you. You're an Olympic athlete, you're fit, you're strong, but I've been retired for 4 years, number one. Number two, the races in my sport last 40 seconds long, so I was a pure sprinter, right? Ballistic, high energy, all the power I can generate into one specific motion. And I go from that to, for example, you know, in a couple of days, I have to go ride my bike 110 miles, you know, and I have a 7.5-hour bike ride followed by a 45-minute run. The training is completely different. The Ironman itself is totally different. Anyone who's ever competed in a triathlon understands, you know, it's 3 or 4 sports in one. It's swim, bike, run, and obviously the fourth component is nutrition. You know, you got to make sure you're fueling throughout your entire journey, before, during, and after. And this process to me has been extremely transformation has been incredible. My body's changing, my mind is changing, and it feels good to kind of get back in that same shape, although it's different shape and it's different fitness levels. I'm able to inspire myself. I'm inspiring other people. My partner in this entire journey and campaign is Chocolate Milk. I'm obviously promoting the vast benefits of post-workout recovery nutrition. And we decided to really focus and say, you know, we're going to do 8 different webisodes. We're going to place them online at gotchocolatemilk.com. People can watch my entire journey from when I first started and I met my coach and I had no idea what I was in for to where I'm at now. And now I'm at the actual halfway point from being out from October 11th is the actual date in Kona at the World Championships. And seeing that transformation process and inspiring people. Maybe people don't want to do the Ironman, but they find some kind of inspiration or they can relate in some way and see kind of what I'm going through and the struggles and how difficult it truly is to prepare for something of this magnitude.
Rick Tiller with Apollo Ohno. And I think about it when you say, hey, you're training and it's nutrition. I think most people expect you to say, when you get done, a liver and whey protein shake or something heinous. When you say chocolate milk, I think we kind of raise our eyebrows and say, hey, what's this?
Yeah, you know, Hines Ward completed the Ironman last year, and when, you know, when he was passing me the torch to compete this year, you know, we were talking about different areas of sports science and nutrition and how he was seeing in the NFL locker rooms they started replacing a lot of the normal electrolyte beverages you normally see, and guys were drinking chocolate milk simply because it's a liquid form, it tastes good, so it's easy to market to everyone, it's easily accessible, and it's got the perfect blend of proteins and carbohydrates, and actually it's got a ton of electrolytes and minerals in it that people don't know. Mm. So from a post-workout nutrition standpoint, it's backed by science, right? So that's, it's simply put, you know, we just released a new commercial today that I was in, and it goes online, it's going to go on the web, it's going to go commercial on television. And you know, at the very end of the 30-second commercial, I ask a question. That says, you know, this is what I'm building. What are you building? And it says chocolate milk, basically backed by science, right? And that's a huge part of this thing, is that it's not just people saying, hey, look, you got to drink this because it's good for you. It's got good carbohydrate proteins. It's got science behind it. It's got studies done on athletes using the actual, you know, the product. And who doesn't love chocolate milk? So it's a nice treat. It's something that's perfect. And obviously it's a great partner because I'm doing this Ironman with them. And that's along the entire way. So we have different chocolate milk athletes who are on board, from amateur to pro to someone like myself who's trying this out for the first time.
All right, that's very interesting, and I love the fact you can call yourself a chocolate milk athlete. That sounds pretty cool. We're speaking with Apollo Ono. Just a couple of questions about speed skating, because it's a sport that it fascinates me. I had never seen it until the Olympics come along. And for you, you're watching Lillehammer as a kid, and I guess you saw it and you go, I want to do that?
You know, it's exactly what happened. I said, you know, I actually really originally wanted to be a football player. I wanted to be a running back. I wanted to be a boxer. My dad said no to both. I did some swimming until I was about 11 or 12 years old. And then I saw this sport on television, short track speed skating. And I was like, that's the coolest sport I've ever seen in my life. These guys flying around inside of a hockey rink, passing each other, look like organized chaos, leaning over these impossible angles, you know, going 30 miles an hour on one skate, you know, 1 millimeter thick piece of metal underneath their feet. And, you know, skating around on samurai swords, and look like superhero figures, right? If all they need was a little cape, right, with those little crazy outfits and helmets. And so I was immediately like, I got to try this sport. So my dad, you know, 6 months later, I had a pair of skates. I started tooling around on a local hockey rink, and I just picked up the sport very, very fast. And then I started to get some results from the local competitions. I was recognized. I was recruited, brought in, and I guess the rest is history in terms of my sport. But, you know, the sport of short track speed skating is still very obscure. People love it. When they see it live, they can't get enough. I'm a huge advocate of short track speed skating. But it's a very specific sport, and it's very, very different from Ironman training.
Well, you know, another thing I like about that sport, too, is I'm thinking to myself, okay, a lot of it's body position, like blocking out for a rebound in basketball, but the whole variance is of one little slip, and sometimes you slip and wipe somebody out, and then you can have a whole country against you. I know when you went to Incheon, there's like riot police waiting for you at the airport just in case, but I don't think anybody intentionally is wiping out somebody else. It's just the nature of the game, right?
It's the nature of the game. Yeah, I don't think anybody is deliberately trying to take another person out. Although there's times when you really question that. And I've been in some races where I was like, this guy definitely was out for blood. But, you know, that's the nature of the sport. The sport is high contact. It's not supposed to be, but it's high contact. Guys want to win. They pass. We're at super high speed. We're passing when it looks like there's no space or room to move into a certain position. And that's what makes the sport so exciting, right? It's basically NASCAR on ice.
Finally, I just wanted to ask you about this Ironman thing, because it's amazing to me. Somebody could do a long bike ride or a marathon and just say, you know what, this isn't hard enough. Let's combine it. I would think at some point, maybe in the run, maybe in the swim, it's an out-of-body experience. You're in a blimp watching yourself. I mean, how much of it is just the mental grind?
Well, my coach says that talent gets you through the first 6 hours of the competition. The next 6 to 12 to 15 hours, or however long it's going to take you, that's when the training, the consistency, and your mind strength really comes and plays a role. Luckily for me, I feel like I have the mental toughness in order to persevere, although I've never done something of this magnitude. And you say an out-of-body experience in a blimp, that sounds really nice. Having a cocktail, relaxing, watching the whole thing, yeah, that'd be really nice. But unfortunately, it's going to be me out there, you know, 2.4-mile open water swim in the ocean with 2,000 other people, followed by a 112-mile bike ride, and then, to top it all off, start and run a marathon 26.2 miles in 100% humidity, 100-degree heat, 60-mile-an-hour crosswinds, running and biking through the black lava fields and lava rocks of Kona, Hawaii, where the ambient temperatures are like 130 degrees. It's going to be crazy.
You'll be the only people in Hawaii not having a good time.
That's exactly right.
All right, we want to make sure everybody checks out Mission Apollo, built with chocolate milk. As he said, you can go to YouTube and Chocolate Milk Refuel. Hey, Apollo, thanks for coming on the show again. Always great talking to you. Good luck with this, and we hope to catch up with you down the road.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
All right.